Established in 2007 by the Arkansas State Dental Association and its partners, the Arkansas Mission of Mercy was designed to address oral health issues of Arkansans in need. Its fifth annual two-day free dental clinic will be held May 20th and 21st. Dr. Dwight Duckworth is a dentist in Springdale and has been involved with the Arkansas Mission of Mercy from the beginning. He says the organization is based on similar ones in other states.
A few years ago, the executive council and the officers of the State Dental Association decided that it would be a good idea to help the underserved population dentally here in Arkansas. We watched what a couple of other states had already done, and we had the first Mission of Mercy in Little Rock, and there were people standing way down the block just to get in. It was heartwarming to see how many volunteers came out to help the people that were in need. Dentists, dental hygienists, dental assistants, lay personnel, people that worked at banks, people from churches, they all came out to help any way they could.
During the last 4 years, the Arkansas Mission of Mercy has treated between 1,500 to 2,000 patients over a weekend each year. The free clinic provides a number of free dental procedures.
In the past, it's been extractions and fillings is what's been done, and that's been the case throughout the first few RMOMs. This year, we're adding some hygiene services where they're going to actually be able to clean some people's teeth and kind of get them hopefully headed in the right direction.
The estimated cost of free and charitable dental procedures to date is about $2.8 million. Recently, the organization received a grant from the Walmart Foundation to support the clinic.
After Walmart saw what we were doing, they have been very generous. And this year, they were generous to the tune of $250,000.
Dr. Duckworth says money from the grant will be used to rent and buy equipment and supplies for the dental clinic. The Mission of Mercy hopes to increase the number of dentist chairs from 80 to over 100 to serve more people in need.
We have to rent the chairs. We have to rent the lights. We rent the equipment that we use. We have to buy the supplies that we use, anesthetic and different things like that. We have to purchase that, so the money goes for that. Different facilities require different amounts of rent, so we may have to pay when you get a convention center. There are fees involved. There are just so many things that you don't think about until you run a program like this, and you go, this is a very expensive undertaking. And Walmart's been there. Walmart has been right behind us every step of the way. They've been a wonderful partner.
The free dental clinic has been held in Little Rock twice. It was moved to Springdale the third year. The next year, it took place in Monticello, and this year again, it will be held in Little Rock. A question comes to mind. Why not hold an event like this in poorer, more remote parts of the state? Dr. Duckworth has an answer.
We have discussed this with every possibility. What we've found is that we have to have the infrastructure to have the event. So you have to have a building that's big enough to accommodate it, that has proper plumbing, proper electricity, proper parking, and things like that. So places like here in Northwest Arkansas, Little Rock, I think we're going to Jonesboro after this year, and we have to go where there are facilities that will accommodate us. So we couldn't go to a little town of 4,000 people somewhere, because where would the hotel rooms be for the people who come down to volunteer their time? Where would they stay? So there has to be a lot of infrastructure involved.
Dr. Duckworth says a number of possibilities have been discussed to expand the scope of the free dental clinic. These include conducting procedures such as root canals, making crowns, dentures, etc., but the proposed measures weren't cost-effective.
Then we start getting involved with a lot of lab expenditures and more expensive supplies, et cetera. And then you have to have follow-up visits with other dentists because this is only a two-day event. And then you start, it gets where you can't really do all of these things on a mission type activity. If you think about a conventional type mission where a dentist or some dentist might go to a third world country and they take with them a box of instruments that they might need to use, and that's basically what we're trying to perform. We're trying to get people out of pain so they don't miss work, so they're able to function. But for us to be able to fully restore people's mouths and do things like that, it's not within the scope of this mission.
The Arkansas Mission of Mercy expects close to 2,000 people at the free dental clinic on May 20th and 21st. The clinic will be set up at the State House Convention Center in Little Rock. More information on this year's event and volunteering opportunities is available on arkansasdentistry.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.